Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We got lots of content there, and a lot of it was put there by listeners just like you. You can go there and get interactive on the front page via our Reddit-based voting system where you can submit content to the front page of the site. And then from that point on, you can vote on whatever other people have submitted there as well. So that way we'll know what you think is interesting and important. Of course, the best way to let us know that is to call in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. That's the point of the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Chris Cantwell's in studio tonight from ChristopherCantwell.com. And, Mark, there's been a story about the police that I think that you've been wanting to share over the past couple of days. And then we'll get to the latest on the Silk Road Ross Ulbricht trial, which continued today in Manhattan.
Yeah, so there's a story from thefreethoughtproject.com.
Great website.
It's a great website, but I wouldn't call it unbiased news. However, I think that it's written by a man named Matt Agarist, which gives me the impression that he doesn't even put his last name on it. He's got a nom de plume, as it were. But it's cited quite well, and I think that it's worth a read for that reason. Going on here, in case you've been under a rock lately, it's becoming quite clear that the police in the U.S. can and will kill people, even unarmed people, even on video, and do so with impunity. The tallying methods, or rather lack thereof, and this is something that's been reported on quite a bit, used by the FBI and individual police departments to count the amount of people killed by police, have been shown to be staggeringly inaccurate. Citation. However, this inability of the government to count the number of people it kills has been met with multiple alternative means of calculating just how deadly the state actually is. Now, regardless of what you think about this article, I think that the fact that these articles are getting written, and they weren't getting written a couple of years ago, sort of shows something. It shows that people's attitude in America towards police and law enforcement is changing. And I don't know what it's going to take for law enforcement to recapture the golden days of when, Officer Friendly was highly respected by kids in the community and things like that. But I think that
it's going to take a lot. Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to, first off, stop enforcing victimless crime laws. That's going to be step number one.
That's some coaching for me, Ian. Yep.
And they, they have no intention of doing that anytime soon. So they're going to keep destroying relationships with people and keep making it so people don't trust them. And that's why a lot of people don't trust them now, is because they've arrested, a lot of people's friends and brothers and sisters and sons and daughters for victimless crimes. And so they've proven that then they are untrustworthy. So I would say that would be step one.
Yeah, I'm to a point. I don't even think the issue of, say, police accountability is about getting them to stay within their authority anymore, their, quote, authority. It's about them enforcing bad laws.
And there's people right now screaming at their radios, well, what do you expect them to do? There's nothing else they can do. These guys are enforcing the law. They're doing what they have to do. I'm about to rebut that. At least Matt Agarist is. One of these citizen-run databases is the website killedbypolice.com. I've been to killedbypolice.com, and I like what they do over there. This site is basically a spreadsheet that lists every person killed by cops in the year 2013 and 2014. In addition to naming those killed, it also provides a link to media reports for each of the killings, age, sex, and race, if applicable. The tally for 2014, 1,100 people killed by those sworn to protect. That's an average of 3 people per day. It's also about double what was being reported by the just sort of the government numbers. So the FBI and individual police departments and their sort of optional reporting methods and that kind of thing.
When I try to quote the number of people killed by police each year, I've used like a statistic from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, and they say it's like 400 a year or something like that.
Yep, those are the sort of numbers we're talking about. I've seen numbers like 600 people. It's very difficult. People have to sort of extrapolate. So
right.
It's documented at killedbypolice.com. The killings, the reports. You can go check the links. Now, I haven't checked all 1,100 links. I'm sorry if you feel like that's what your talk show host should have done for you today. I did not check every one of them and read every story, but I like what I see over there. Going on with the freethoughtproject.com. Do not mistake this as saying that those that were killed were innocent. However, when we look at violent crime in this country, we can see that it is at an all-time low. While violence among citizens has dropped, violence against citizens carried out by police has been rising sharply. Now, I don't think that that statement is really difficult to back up because we haven't had numbers that were sort of accurate since 2014. I don't know how he comes up with that statement. That's the one statement in here that is rising sharply. I'm not sure I agree with that. Anyway,
I would say that at the very least, I mean, with every day that passes, new laws are passed, right? We don't see a great many laws being repealed. We keep on seeing new laws passed. So at the very least, the police have a great deal more incentive to use violence against citizens.
When we look at citizens killed by police over the last 2 years, deaths have increased 44% in this short time. Excuse me here. I guess he has some backup here. 736 people were killed by police in 2013, as quoted by killedbypolice.com. As a comparison, a total number of U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan during 2014 was 58. So 58 Americans were killed in Afghanistan. 1,100 were killed in the United States.
You're living in a war zone, folks.
Yeah. Is this something, some natural tendency of police in free societies to kill their citizens more in an effort to maintain this freedom that we enjoy? Hardly, and hardly is the U.S. a free country. According to the 2014 Legatum Prosperity Index, released in November in the measure of personal freedom, the United States has fallen from 9th place in 2010 to 21st place worldwide. Behind such countries as Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, Uruguay, Costa Rica. Others, why don't you just move there? I can hear it. I can hear people saying that.
You go to Somalia.
Other such ranking systems show the U.S. as low as number 46 in worldwide personal freedom. Let's look at our immediate neighbor to the north, Canada. The total number of citizens killed by law enforcement officers in 2014 was 14. That's 78 times less people than the U.S. Now, Canada's about a tenth of the population, so what you're seeing is about 10 times as many people killed, when you sort of extrapolate.
Per capita.
Yeah, per capita. I think that's important to do. Also, they have a very large immigrant population, so people are going to, quote, inner cities, ethnicities, all those things. Canada has all that, and you can't claim that it doesn't. Because all you have to do is take a look.
And Canada's not shy about laws either.
Yeah. If we look at the United Kingdom, one person was killed by police in 2014. Zero in 2013. English police reportedly fired their guns a total of 3 times in 2013 with 0 reported fatalities.
Well, let's also point out here that these countries that we're talking about, the people have largely been disarmed in them, especially in the UK. Not nearly as much in Canada, but in the UK, the police, for the most part, don't even carry guns, is my understanding of it.
They have guns in their cars. They've started sort of rearming over there. But and it's an island, so it makes it a little more difficult. But the prohibition rules that we've, we libertarians talk about should be in full effect when you're talking about guns being prohibited. Criminals, when you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns. Outlaws should have guns in Canada, right? So the police should be reacting similarly there. And even if we're talking about a difference of 1,100 people killed to zero. And that's a big difference.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, if you just count the unarmed people, people with knives, baseball bats, and clubs that are killed in the United States, you just remove the people with guns in their hands, or reportedly had guns in their hands, you'd still see a number significantly higher than what you're seeing in the UK.
And I'd be willing to bet that most of the people police shoot are not carrying guns.
I don't know. I mean, I couldn't say, but I'll bet you that sometime in 2014, some police officer somewhere in the United States dropped a gun into the hand of somebody he shot.
No doubt.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the latest on the Ross Ulbricht trial. We are discussing at the moment the naughty, naughty police killing people, all kinds of people. We'll continue that discussion. Of course, you can bring up anything. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, which means your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online once you start using ProXPN. Right now, your ISP is probably logging all of your surfing history, and that's kind of invasive. Plus, who knows who they're going to turn that information over to. You can, again, get started with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You download their app for free. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. And you just go, and by the way, Linux users, you can also get ProXPN working. It's just a bit of a different setup process. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Code is FTL50. That gets you 50% off the price of the annual account. And when you upgrade to that deal, then you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. The price breaks down to around $5 a month with our discount code on that annual account. It's FTL50. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose except your privacy. So protect it at ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And don't forget code FTL50. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless.
So we're going on with the article here from the freethoughtproject.com. And what it's doing is it's talking about not just police killings in the United States, the difficulty of getting good numbers on that, the fact that apparently the numbers, at least in 2014, were about somewhere close to double what was sort of the government numbers, which were, the government numbers were admittedly incomplete. Like, that sort of, that's what you, you know, when you started looking, you'd find out, yeah, you know, these are kind of incomplete, voluntary compliance kind of reporting. And as a result, we have numbers that were collected by, what's the website?
Yeah, oddly enough, when killed the federal government is like, hey, could you guys like let us know how many people you killed this year? They downplay that a little bit.
Yeah. So from killedbypolice.com, the number is about 1,100 for 2014. What they're doing is they're comparing it to, say, Canada, where the population is about a tenth what it is in the U.S. 14 people were killed. And that means, you know, if you were to do the math, that you're talking about, you know, going on, 10 times as many people are killed, at least 8 times as many people are killed in the United States as they are in Canada. They're 8 times more likely, I guess, is what, and that's pretty frustrating. Why is that? You have a generally similar audience, generally
culture.
Generally, I mean, geographically, it's quite close. Are you telling me that you just have to travel a couple of miles south and the heat gets to you or something? I mean, what is it? In the UK, one person was killed by police in 2014, zero in 2013. From 2010 to 2014, there were 4 fatal police shootings in England. That's over a 5-year period, which is a population of about 52 million people. By contrast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, with a population of 1% the size of England, had 26 fatal police shootings in that same time period. That's a big difference. Especially when you look at a place like Albuquerque, you start doing the math on that, you're like, what in the heck is going on there? China, whose population is 4.5 times the size of the United States, recorded 12 killings by law enforcement officers in 2014.
And they are ruled by the Communist Party, not exactly known for being the most peaceful of folks, and they managed to keep their law enforcement killings well below that of the United States. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, these are, okay, so here's this totalitarian government that we're told is horrifying, and I'm not claiming
no regard for human rights.
Right, all that stuff. And they killed, this 12 people in 2014.
Wow.
compared, and their population is nearly five times that what is in the U.S.
I'll also point out that I don't believe that the Chinese government is necessarily anxious to report how many people it murders either. I saw something not so long ago about executions. There was some kind of human rights report written by some institution, I forget the name, but they actually said that China considered their number of executions to be a state secret and would not announce, like, you know, that's different from how many people police shoot in the street, but the legal executions when they sentence somebody to death, that's considered a state secret by China.
There you go. A little disturbing there.
We do have Glenn on the line here in Philadelphia. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris and Mark.
Hello, guys. Just a potential word of hope about, you know, possibility of improvement. Here in the Philadelphia area, I've always been a suburbanite, but in the city proper, during like the 60s and early 70s, we had the Rizzo era when Frank Rizzo was the police commissioner, his brother was the fire commissioner, then Frank Rizzo became the mayor for a long time, and Philadelphia at the time had a reputation for police brutality. I mean, this, I think, made, you know, magazine covers and that sort of thing, and there was quite the reaction to it over time, and I'm sure compared to today's standards, it was probably comparatively mild compared to what we have going on now. But there was a public outcry, and, you know, things did eventually get better, and, you know, apparently, you know, efforts were made, and there was a response, and eventually Philadelphia, you know, wasn't known as much for that. So, I mean, we're talking back in the era of, you know, sit-ins and civil rights movement, women's rights movement, and stuff like that, where, you know, the police even, like, carried people away from protests instead of tasering them and, you know, spraying them with huge canisters of tear gas and such, you know, pepper spray or whatever.
I expect there to be changes. I expect that 100%. I think that those changes are going to come from a public outcry. What I'm trying to do here, I think more than anything, is sort of inform the people who aren't yet on board. Maybe the police officers, maybe those of sort of the privileged class, and I hate to use that terminology, but I mean, that's really the reality of it. If you're, you know, if you make enough money, if you're old enough, and if you've got the right ethnicity in this country, you're not going to really, you'd be like, what's the problem? I don't see a problem. Every time I talk to the police, they're awesome. You know, they do everything to shine my shoes. And
I don't think the vast majority of people are that way. I mean, people understand that, there are certain places and demographics and stuff where it's more prevalent. You know, I was a bit disturbed by the Ferguson incident where it was taking on such heavy racial overtones and seemed designed to foment racial divisiveness. But in the long run, as it called attention, that whole thing called attention to the police, conduct issue, I think that was one very good thing that came out of the Ferguson riots. The whole thing was horrible, don't get me wrong, but it actually did draw great attention to this issue. And I think actually, in spite of all the bad that occurred with the Ferguson incident, you know, I really think that might have helped this particular cause.
Yeah, I think that, as far as the racial thing, the advantage there is to talk about those issues, because there are people that feel differently about that, and at some point or another, we need to sort of come to some kind of conclusion as to what that, you know, what the reality is and what's just in people's heads. Anyway, you can give us a call.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more Free Talk Live coming up. You can bring up anything, plus the latest on Ross Ulbricht on the way.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about some shocking numbers from the Free Thought Project, and I forget what their source was. But
all over the place.
The police in the United States killing people, and this includes criminals. So this is just all of the killings that they perform while on duty. They're looking at the numbers here and comparing them to other countries, and it's the U.S. is by far the highest in the world. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
More so than China, even by population, when you compare the fact that China has more people, you know, a ton more people, they have drastically fewer reported police killings.
Okay, so let me retract. This article doesn't address which country police kill more people in.
Okay.
What this article does is it compares the U.S. to other countries. So it's comparing it to Germany, the U.K., Canada.
So in theory,
China.
There could be a country in which the police kill more people than the United States.
Yeah, I have no clue.
They didn't bring it up in this particular report.
Sure. I mean, it would be difficult to get that information from some country.
Sure, like North Korea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, where are you going to get that from? Kazakhstan.
Right.
Or whatever. You know, who knows?
So with the available data, it looks
this isn't a ranking, though. This is a comparison. So I don't know the answer. This does not, from what I can tell, do not recall that this addresses who is the cop civilian killingest country in the world. That doesn't do that.
Yeah.
When
they compare the United States with these other countries, the United States is by far
staggeringly ahead.
Right.
Yeah. When you're talking about a situation that we're talking about what 1,100 people we said in 2014, which is dramatically up from 2013 in and of itself in a period of 1 year, you jumped 300 or 400 people, and we're talking about a situation where China's talking about in a single or double digit. It's not even into the hundreds, and Canada is very low. And it just stands to reason that I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm pretty confident that U.S. is number one, not only in per capita incarceration, but also per capita cops killing civilians. I think that's a pretty good bet.
It's a strong limb to go out on.
Yeah, I would say it's a strong limb, too. What we can see here at this point with looking at the numbers, we haven't gotten to Germany yet, so let me tell you real quick as far as Germany goes here. From 2013 and 2014, German police killed absolutely no one. So when you take the UK, Germany, Canada, China, you're talking about a landmass that's greater. You can everything that you can sort of say, yeah, but all the yeah buts are sort of addressed here. China's more populous. Canada's just as diverse. It's geographically similar. You know, all these things, and we can see that. You know, the numbers don't stack up. The United States is multiples times larger as far as the number of civilians killed by police than these four countries. Is that four? Canada, UK, Germany, and China combined. The population is about six times what the U.S. is, and they are many times larger than those countries as far as just by killings. Not per capita killings, just killings. So the United States outclasses these countries in this. USA, still number one in killing civilians.
And the other thing, the only, and I hate to say anything that might stand up for police here, but I think something in me says that people in the United States are more likely to resist the police than people in China or Germany or France.
Even Canada, because if you say that, for instance, we have a revolutionary spirit, I think that's about the only thing that I could think of.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference between the U.S. and Canada? Well, the United States seceded from England, and Canada didn't. From what I know, and I don't know much about Canadian history, please, all you cakers out there, let me know. But I don't believe there was ever sort of any revolution against U.K. from Canada. I can't think of anything I've ever read. So it's amazing when you read Murray Rothbard's Conceived in Liberty, all of the sort of minor and even semi-major revolutions that occurred up to the Revolutionary War. There were a lot of them, dozens of them in the United States, and I can't think of anything that happened in Canada. There might be some minor stuff, but I'd be interested in hearing about it and maybe even reading about it. But so, yes, I think the U.S. has a sort of a revolutionary spirit in its DNA, if one can have such a thing.
Yeah, people are sort of raised on this idea that you've got some notion of freedom here, whereas in other countries, like, I really don't need, that's not even, like, taught in their schools, I don't think. You know, they think that the government is, they are taught their entire lives that the government is there to take care of them. They've got socialized medicine. They've got all these things. I mean, the government is even more entwined in your life in a lot of ways than the government is here in the United States. And we all know how entwined the government is in our daily lives here.
Is that so? Because when you start looking at economic freedoms, Canada, New Zealand, even UK beats out the US as far as economic freedom. UK, I think, is actually just below. Anyway, I mean, you're talking about these English-speaking countries. There's not too many of those, with sort of similar histories. And the U.S. is slipping behind as far as economic freedom goes. Social freedoms, I haven't seen the U.S. even in the top 10 on many of those.
Right, and that may well be the case. I mean, we have some pretty high corporate tax rates. I think the United States has the highest corporate tax rates in the world. But for your average citizen, the socialized medicine in of itself, if the government runs the healthcare system, I think, is huge. And that's one of the reasons that I'm so hostile to that idea, is that once people are, like, going to the government to see a doctor, you know, it's literally the government is healing me. You know what I mean? And it's something that, while the United States might fall behind these other countries in terms of economic freedoms as a result of other factors, the medicine thing is second only to education when it comes to government involvement in your life.
I would agree, and it might even be number. I mean, it might even be above education. I'm not sure. In the entire history of Iceland, police have only killed one person ever.
That's amazing.
That guy was aiming a shotgun at police officers. By the way, he is.
Oh, really?
He was a sex offender that was shot and killed. The police came to the funeral and brought flowers. It's an amazing story.
It's incredible.
I mean, it's amazing. Going on, I just want to finish this up real quick. After exhausting all non-lethal methods to detain the armed man barricaded in his house who actually shot two police officers, police were forced to take the 59-year-old man's life. The country of Iceland grieved for weeks after having to resort to violence.
Let's go to Dan. He's in southern Utah. Dan, what are you listening to tonight? How are you listening to Free Talk Live?
On the local 890 radio station, our local talk station.
Where are you in southern Utah?
Down around St. George area.
Oh, very good. Okay, so you're excellent. You were listening to KZNU. Go ahead with your thoughts.
My question is, don't you guys think that probably the U.S. looks so high because the police, more than anywhere else in the world, are probably facing or have the probability of facing armed armed people, because we have the right to keep and bear arms. Whereas in these other countries, I think if you disarmed everybody in America, we'd have a lot less police killing people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for disarming people, and I'm all for disarming people as long as we start with the police.
Doesn't explain instances like the BART cop shooting, where they had a guy handcuffed on the ground, surrounded by police, and a cop shoots the guy in the back.
That's anecdotal, though.
I think that's real, but it was a negligent discharge, and
they claimed.
Yeah, if I shot a man who was handcuffed in front of me, I'd say that I meant to pull my taser too. I mean, I don't know what else you would say. I don't know what happened there, but when you look at it, it's just amazing. I think that I think you deserve. If you or I accidentally shot a man in the back, when we meant to go for a taser, but we shot him instead, I think we'd get more than 13 months in prison, don't you?
I imagine you're probably right about that.
That's what really bothers me about those situations is that we're talking about a different class of people here.
Thanks, Dan, for your call tonight. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the police killings. We'll continue that discussion, plus the latest from the Ross Ulbricht trial happening in Manhattan. That's still to come on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less. Like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else. And 18 months special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610. 4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Still to come, the latest on the Russ Ulbricht trial. He is facing the rest of his life probably in prison for ostensibly running the Silk Road. We know he created the Silk Road, but did he run it the entire time? That's what the federal government is going to be alleging, and the testimony continued today. We'll give you the latest on that. Plus, we're talking about the cops right now. Of course, you can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE.
At coffee.freetalklive.com, you can go there and you can get a free sign up to get a free pound of coffee. It's a subscription program. You can cancel it at any time, but you can get that free pound, and you can get up out of there if that's what you want to do. Or you can stay on the program, like so many have, and get delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica bean coffee delivered right to your doorstep or wherever it is you get your mail delivered. And you can customize it as far as how often you get it delivered, how much you get delivered, you know, those kind of things. And it's really convenient because it just sort of takes care of that whole coffee problem. You upgrade your coffee drinking experience dramatically by upgrading the price a bit. It's certainly not, it's not as inexpensive as the coffee you get in stores. But the coffee you get in stores is often stale, been lying around. Many times there's mold ground right into it because, you know, who's checking these things? It's coffee.freetalklive.com, but what they do is they give us back some of the profits in order to give microloans out through Kiva.org, and we've helped people around the world with a variety of situations in order to better their living experience. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so where were we in the story from the Free Thought Project?
Well, we were reading just sort of statistics about other places around the world that and what, you know, police using deadly force against their citizens there and looking at the dramatic differences in places like Iceland, Germany, UK, Canada, and even China. caller called in. Was his name Russ? I'm sorry, I shouldn't just guess at his name.
I did not keep track.
Yeah. And he said, well, what the difference with Canada is basically they're disarmed. Now, only up till recently did they change the gun laws in Canada. And let's not forget that it's the longest undisputed border in the world exists between the United States and Canada. If you wanted to get guns into Canada, you can get guns into Canada.
Yeah, and Canada might not issue a whole lot of concealed carry permits, but I should point out that they don't have an outright ban on guns in Canada, right?
No, like, that's true.
Like, Justin Bourque, the guy who shot at police, made some headlines last year, or earlier this year, I forget. Last year, it's January of 2015. So, you know, he had legal guns. His guns were perfectly fine until he took them out of the house and openly carried them. So, I mean, there are certainly weapons in Canada. I do believe that, you know, most of Europe
hunting
has
rifles.
Been far more, had their weapons far more restricted.
There's
than,
nothing
than
to
Canada.
Hunt in Europe, right? Like, there's plenty to hunt in Canada.
Right.
So, I mean, this is part of the issue. Essentially, all the wildlife in Europe has been, anything bigger than a dog has been killed off, you know, to the point that they have in England, they wring their hands over the hunting of foxes, right? I don't know much about fox hunting in Europe, but I know that many in Canada consider it a barbaric practice. And so, you know, here in New Hampshire, they're debating about bringing back trapping bobcats. So, I mean, that's an entirely, it's just a different place. Going on, to better understand the multidimensional answer to the question as to why it is that the U.S. is killing many more people than other first world countries, we can start by looking at the prison population of the U.S. American prisons are almost 25% of all people imprisoned in the world. I would say that this has to do with not just the war on drugs, but it's mission creep. Governments love to grow.
Yeah.
And the government, if it was profitable for the government to kill you, they'd do that. But it's not in the U.S. What's profitable to them is for them to imprison you, so they need to put prison guards on you, and they need to maintain, because it costs $60,000 a year or whatever per prisoner to imprison somebody. That's why they do it. It's essentially yet another big government program.
I don't know if profitable is the right word for it. I mean, yes, to a certain extent, with government agencies, expenditure equals revenue, but I don't think profitable is the right word. The government is spending money to do these things, not receiving money.
But they receive the money because they spend it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. The profit isn't the right term because they're not a business.
Right.
But, I mean, they're not.
It's 100% loss as a business model. It's the entire point of it is to lose money, but you get to extract money from people through force, and you don't have to worry about being a profitable entity.
Every manager that, managers that don't have to pay for their employees' paychecks like small business people do, but every manager wants to have more people to manage. It makes them, you know, look more important.
And the pleasure of money is in the spending, not in the earning.
Yes. So what you're talking about is essentially just managers growing their purview in order, you know, then more managers popping up, and then by that managers I mean officers in prisons and that sort of thing, and judges and prosecutors, and then they want more minions, and then the minions show up, and the minions want promotions, and then this is essentially supply side economics writ government, you know, and it's fascinating to look at as long as you don't have to pay for it, but that's what this is. That, I mean, you know, the government makes money. Is that a better term? Not profitable, but makes money?
It receives an excuse to spend, I would say. I mean, okay. They make money through taxation, right? Like, if the government wanted to, like, have more money, they could tax and not spend, right? Like, if the government wanted to, like, build up some big fat bank account somewhere, they could just be like, hey, we're going to tax you.
They sure don't do that crap,
and
do they?
Not spend the money. But, of course, they're pretty much in perpetual shortages of cash because they spend more than they tax, and then they tax to get more and still manage to come up short somehow.
The federal government, I mean, I can remember when we were doing the show 10 years ago, within the last 10 years, looking at the federal debt, and it was $3 trillion. I'm like, this is outrageous! It's now six times that number.
It has exceeded 18 trillion as of a few days ago. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the number just keeps on going, and like if nothing's going to happen,
not
Americans
counting
go on and on.
Unfunded liabilities.
No.
That's hundreds of trillions of dollars.
Yeah, what are they counting? When they don't count unfunded liabilities, what the hell are they counting? An unfunded liability, by the way, is something like your mortgage payments that aren't yet due.
Right.
So, I mean, you've got a mortgage payment, say, $1,000 every month that's due, but you have that due for the next 27 years. Those $1,000 payments out 27 years, those are unfunded liabilities.
Right. So the government counts as, quote, debt, the money that it has actually borrowed and must pay back in terms of a loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it says, hey, citizen, we're going to extract money from you for your entire life and then pay for your entire retirement, well, this is not counted as a debt, right? They don't think that they actually owe you that money. That's a gift that they're going to give you later on.
Yeah, I guess you're right. As far as that goes. Going on, the U.S. houses 2.3 million inmates, while China, a country with four times the population of the U.S., they just said it was 4.5, so yep, is a distant second with 1.6 million prisoners. Mm. The war on drugs, coupled with the military-industrial state created by the U.S. playing police around the world, has created a deadly combination. A constant pursuit of new weaponry by the military has paved the way for the hand-me-down cycle of military gear to police departments. The idea that if the U.S. wanted its police to act like drug warriors, it should equip them like warriors, which it has, to the tune of around $4.3 billion in equipment, according to a report by the American Civil Liberties Union. What are we calling the militarization of police? Has already taken place on a large scale.
It's been going on for decades. Since the creation of the SWAT team, basically.
Yeah, I'd say that's about the time frame.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense when you've got this extra military gear just lying around. Let's give it to somebody. Who would we give it to? Oh, the police makes sense. They can, you know, sometimes people shoot at them. Let's give them things that are bulletproof.
People make a big deal about the militarization of police forces, and granted, like, I'm not a big fan of it because I don't like what the police are doing, because I don't think that they're justified in using any level of force to do the vast majority of the things that they do. If they were going out and, you know, enforcing things that needed to be enforced, if they were justified in their threats of violence in the first place, I don't really care about what kind of weaponry they're using in the course of it. I want the good guy to be better armed than the bad guy.
Same here, absolutely.
The problem is that the police are not the good guys. That is a problem.
In certain circumstances. Another problem is just sort of that whole military gung-ho hoo-ah thing that they get going. I mean, if the police have that whole hoorah thing going, then who is the enemy? And that's very difficult to figure out. I think that needs to be undermined, and what my recommendation for that is the color pink. I think that all of the... I'm not kidding you when I tell you I think all of the military-grade stuff that is considered surplus and given to police should be painted either light blue...
What about pink uniforms?
They should give these guys on the SWAT team...
Tutus.
You know, they can have the regular tan Andy Griffith uniforms when they work the job, but when they do the SWAT team stuff, everything needs to be powder blue or pink or light green, frosty mini green.
855 450 free. More Free Talk Live coming up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.